Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Setter. Early Monday morning, Rice County deputies responded to a report of a domestic involving a man armed with a knife and a gun. Faribault officers responded to a home in Wells Township where the parents of the suspect reported their son was threatening them. 35-year-old Derek Dean Dardis had reportedly woke his parents at 4:30 that morning, complaining that they had Googled his girlfriend. Dardis was trying to get access to a 12-gauge shotgun. He had a 38-caliber handgun in his possession. Dardis uses a wheelchair and is partially paralyzed. Rice County Attorney John Fossum said,
"He's been disabled for about 14 years, and something set him off the other day, and he went after his father with a knife."
Dardis carved his father after accusing him of harming family members. The father said his son has a history of meth use and believed he was on it. Police have no confirmation of Dardis having been on meth that morning. Dardis admitted cutting his father with the knife. The parents said they didn't believe they'd be safe with their son in the home. Dardis is charged with second-degree assault with a dangerous weapon and misdemeanor domestic assault. Fossum said he considered attempted murder charges. Dardis remains in the Rice County Jail. His initial court appearance is May 2nd. Past NAFR's Joint Powers Board Chair Glenn Castor reports that the taxing bill has been approved by the House and the Senate, who recommended it be included in the omnibus bill. That means NAFRs could become their own taxing district, like the Northfield School District. The NAFR's board met this morning to vote on an amendment to the JPA regarding changes to the cost allocation formula. In particular, this affects rural townships. The change would mean that their land would not be part of the estimation of market value, only their buildings. There's a lot of information in their packet, which I have posted on kymnradio.net. Additionally, the board will vote on awarding a bid for the fire facility renovation and expansion to the Joseph Company out of Austin for nearly $3.4 million. Total project cost is $4.2 million. Fire Chief Gary Fronick will be in studio at 8:20 Monday morning to discuss the outcomes of the meeting. Xcel Energy was looking for an easement from the city of Northfield.
It's a feeder, major feeder line that would go from their substation located kind of near Allflex and west over to Riverview Drive by the City Street Maintenance Facility.
Several public recreational amenities exist in the easement area, including the East Cannon River Trail and portions of Seckler Park. There were questions from Councillor DeLong regarding overhead power lines in the area, which, by the language of a grant given for the East Cannon River Trail, any future power lines were to be placed underground. Public Works Director Dave Bennett said he was unaware of that provision. A representative from XL said they had no plans to place the lines underground at this time, as they'd have to go under the river, adding that there will be several poles with lines overhead. Bennett said,
"It'd be more of like a wooden type pole, 50 foot tall. It wouldn't be, you know, the tower, like the metal tower type poles that are actually currently out there."
Council approved the easement unanimously. XL will now file for right-of-way permits. The full video of the meeting should be posted on the city's website. And the official 2018 defeat of Jesse James Day's button was revealed to committee members this week. The button was created from a photo during the 2017 bank raid featuring J.B. Dudley. Look for J.B. as he charges his horse down Division Street, attempting to rob the First National Bank of Northfield with the rest of the James Younger gang, September 6th through the 9th. Oh, and bring a Sharpie, as J.B. may autograph your button. News from around the state is next.